Their proposed temporary worker program will have a big impact, not just on the large cities that for years have been the primary port of entry, but also on the more out-of-the-way hamlets that have seen a large increase in immigration in recent years. One of the places is Chatham County, North Carolina, where Ilana Dubester is the executive director of El Vínculo Hispano, a nonprofit group that advocates on behalf of the county's growing Spanish-speaking population. Ms. Dubester joins us now from Siler City. How large is the immigrant population in Chatham County?
There are about 20,000 Latinos living here. I'm not sure how many, or if any, Hispanics lived here 10 or 15 years ago, probably very few. Most of us who have come here in the last 15 years because of employment opportunities, particularly in the poultry industry. That's how the immigration started in our county.
On the farms or in the factories there?
In the meat packing, the processing plants.
And what is the immigration status of most of your clients right now?
It's mixed status. We have families that have U.S.-born children, but parents are undocumented. We have families that are completely undocumented, and quite a few people from Central America countries that have work permits and political asylum cases.
And how will these sweeping immigration proposals, specifically the temporary guest worker program, how will that affect the workers and the families that you serve?
Oh, I think it is going to have a huge impact, and I think the both impact is positive, and also there is going to be a lot of questions and concerns about the proposed legislation.
Well, let's take that first, the positive impact.
Well, the positive impact will be the possibility of workers who are currently in this country undocumented to get a temporary worker status and be able to be protected against discrimination and abuse from employers by having real access to labor rights, right to change jobs and safe work environment.
And the unanswered questions?
The unanswered question is what happens when that work permit expires.
After 3 years
there.
We know
many families that have been here for, you know, as long as I've started the Vínculo Hispano 9 years ago, and many families have really established here, and they have jobs, they have their children in school, they're paying taxes, and what's going to happen after 3 years, even if it can be renewed for 3 more years, what happens after that?
Do you think that might actually discourage families from applying for the guest worker status? Right now, they have a good life, although they may live in the shadows of society. There's no sort of clock ticking. At the end of 3 years, they could see all this go away.
I think that most people who are now undocumented will most likely take advantage of this program because, again, this is a way of becoming documented in this country, being able to have bank accounts, driver's licenses, and do everything the American way. So I think a lot of people are going to take advantage of it because it's good right now and later going to deal with the consequences of having to go back home at the end of the work permit or then once again become undocumented.
Ms. Dubester, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Ilana Dubester is the executive director of El Vínculo Hispano in Chatham County, North Carolina.